Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Change Radio News. Today is Thursday, 11 December 2025. The news is read by Divine Nambira. Here are the news headlines. Clearance of Chivayo in $100 million election tender sparks public outrage. Human rights activist challenges Nkuluma Nezanu-PF candidate over Agenda 2030 and tributes pour in for Sungura legend Madzibaba Nicholas Zakaria. And now for the news in detail. The clearance of businessman Wicknell Chivayo in the $100 million US dollar election tender case has sparked public backlash. The Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission says it found no evidence linking Chivayo to the 2023 election procurement deal, despite a South African financial report showing more than 800 million rand was transferred into accounts linked to him. Chivayo was also photographed at the Renform printing facility, the company contracted to supply election materials. Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission Chair Michael Reza says the investigation hit a dead end because there was no direct contract between Chivayo and the Zimbabwe Election Commission. The decision has drawn criticism from advocate Fadzai Mahere and activist Jealousy Mawarere, who accuse Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission of ignoring key evidence and protecting powerful figures. Sheila Mujakachi, a human rights defender in Bulawayo, tore into ZANU-PF Nkulumane MP aspirant Freedom Murechu during a town hall candidates meeting, accusing him and his party of manipulating the constitution to extend President Emmerson Mnangagwa's term. Waving a copy of the constitution, she challenged Murechu over the 2030 agenda, saying it violates the law and ignores Nkulumane's real needs. Let's hear her speak.
Money is directed to Baba Long. Constitution, and I would like to believe that the party is pushing for the 2030 agenda. And yes, so when I go over to the city, the Nkulumane parliament, which I can say is the city. Sorry, let me take that again. Baba ndinoda kuti ndikubvunzei kuti imimi muri kuti munoda kunomirira Nkulumane muparliament. Vamwe venu vari kutaura kuti ndeyapushiso a 2030 agenda kuitira kuti ZANU-PF irambe ichitungamirira, whereas constitution yedu inotitaurira kuti vanhu vanofanirwa kupinda muparliament for 5 years. Mutungamiriri anofanirwa kutonga for 5 years. But imimi muri kuti that thing must go on. Zvakanakawo here? Handifiri kuti muri kutidzvinyirira.
This is my way. This is my life.
Mujakachi also criticized ZANU-PF, asking, what does it expect to achieve in 2030 that it failed to deliver by 2028? She said citizens are clear. They are saying no to the 2030 agenda. Let's hear more from her.
Ukuthi abantu bezani bona bafuna ukuthi beyenze lokho esingathi ngesikhiwa mutilation of the constitution yalapha eZimbabwe. They want ukuthi upresident uMnangagwa adilise u-2028, which is wrong. I-constitution yethu vele iyatho ukuthi every after 5 years Zimbabwe must go to vote.
Tributes continue to pour in following the death of Sungura music legend Nicholas Zakaria, affectionately known as Madzibaba or Senior Lecturer. Fellow musicians including Alick Macheso, Sulumani Chimbetu and Clive Monomkundi, as well as politicians Advocate Fadzai Mahere and Professor Paul Marima, have expressed their condolences. Madzibaba, who passed away early this morning, is remembered as a pioneer of the Sungura music genre and for hits such as Somvela Mvela, Tsamba, and Mazano. May his soul rest in peace. Zimbabwe's infrastructure crisis is worsening. Emmerson Mnangagwa keeps giving out luxury cars for political favors, but roads around the country, especially in Gokwe, have fallen into serious disrepair. A viral video shows a heavily damaged gravel road in Gokwe South. This road connects residents of Gokwe South with vital services, including a hospital and shopping centers in Gokwe Center. Now it can take up to 4 hours to travel just 60 kilometers between Gokwe Center and Mateta 2. Traditional buses have stopped using these routes, leaving travelers to rely on overcrowded mishikashika, with some passengers holding on to vehicle roofs. Early rains have already cut off some communities from hospitals and essential services. Residents say if the government can't pave the roads, it should at least maintain them regularly. Critics argue the ruling ZANU-PF continues to ignore how crucial proper roads are for development and people's well-being. The Zimbabwe Prisons and Correctional Services has announced that some inmates will soon be granted conjugal rights. Details on how the program will work are still vague, leading to public skepticism that the privilege may be abused to favor the wealthy or politically connected. It is also unclear whether visits will occur at prison facilities or through temporary home release. A new report on corruption shows little improvement in key institutions. Transparency International Zimbabwe's latest National Bribe Payers Index says that the Zimbabwe Republic Police and the Vehicle Inspection Department remain the most bribery-prone agencies. The survey found that 52% of respondents were asked for a bribe when seeking public services in the past year. Other problem areas include local councils and public health facilities, where bribes are cited for faster treatment. The report also warns of widespread sexual corruption in recruitment and promotions. In economic news, the government owes seed producer SeedCo $40 million for inputs distributed to farmers under schemes such as the Presidential Input Program. The debt comes months after farmers delivered grain to the Grain Marketing Board and are still waiting for payment. Analysts say delayed payments undermine sustainable production, arguing that timely compensation would reduce reliance on input schemes and allow farmers to be self-sufficient. Critics warn that non-payment to suppliers is hurting national productivity. Zimbabwe is also facing a widening funding gap, with about 60% of bank deposits coming from offshore credit lines. Bankers Association of Zimbabwe President and Nedbank Managing Director Sibongile Moto says taxing interest earned from these deposits as proposed will have negative consequences. And in news from local communities, the Zimbabwe Republic Police has fired former Assistant Inspector Simbarashe Mandizhidza following internal disciplinary proceedings. In a statement issued on 10 December, the ZRP said Mandizhidza was found to have acted improperly and in unbecoming manner during incidents on 13 and 14 August this year. He was formally discharged from the service on 3 December. Bulawayo ZANU-PF Ward 1 Councillor Josiah Mutangi, found guilty of 13 counts of fraud, has been sentenced to 490 hours of community service at Bulawayo Central Police Station. In international news, rebel forces have reportedly entered the last major government-held city in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Residents in the mineral-rich city of Uvira say the M23 rebel group has entered the city, with witnesses reporting heavy artillery and gunfire. The situation is described as chaotic, forcing thousands of civilians to flee across the nearby border into Burundi. The offensive comes despite a U.S.-brokered peace deal signed just last week between the Congolese and Rwandan presidents. Conflicting reports emerged on control of the city, which lies just 27 kilometers from Burundi's capital. While MN23 claims to have liberated Uvira, local authorities maintain the army and allied militia are still in control. Burundi has responded by shutting its border with DRC Congo. And finally, in sports news, Highlanders have reportedly offered Benjani Mwaruwari a technical role after rejecting a proposal to appoint him as head coach. The club is searching for a replacement for Peter De Jong, whose contract ends this year. Mwaruwari had been backed by club benefactor Wicknell Chivayo for the top job, with Chivayo pledging to pay his salary. But the Bosso leadership is said to prefer appointing their own head coach and may instead consider Mwaruwari for a technical director post. His only previous PSL coaching stint was a six-month spell at Ngezi Platinum in 2022. To end the news bulletin, here are the headlines once again. Clearance of Chivayo in $100 million election tender sparks public outrage. Human rights activist challenges Nkuluma Nezanu PF candidate over Agenda 2030 and tributes pour in for Sungura legend Madzibaba Nicholas Zakaria. And that concludes our bulletin for today. We thank you for listening. From myself, Divine Nambira, and the entire team at Change Radio, we wish you a blessed night.